One major cause of global warming is the release of carbon dioxide by companies and individuals into the air. Because of this, researchers around the world are trying to find new ways to reduce the amount being produced. Some ideas include using fossil fuels more efficiently or finding new sources of energy. Another solution has been to find ways to trap and store carbon dioxide. It is also possible, however, to make the carbon in carbon dioxide into materials. One example of a company that has begun to make materials from carbon dioxide is Newlight Technologies, which was formed by two friends, Mark Herrema and Kenton Kimmel. They found a way to separate the carbon from carbon dioxide. They then used the carbon to create a kind of plastic. This plastic has various advantages. First of all, the process of making it removes carbon from the atmosphere. Moreover, unlike traditional plastics, it quickly breaks up and is absorbed into the environment after it is thrown away. Also, it is cheaper than regular plastics, which are made from oil. This could make it popular with manufacturers. In fact, the new plastic is already being used in various ways and demand for it is increasing. Because of this, the owners are now expanding the business. Other companies are using carbon dioxide to make other sorts of materials. One company creates a soft material which is made stronger by carbon dioxide from the air. It can be used in buildings, shoes, and other goods. Another company has found a way to create a kind of stone by combining carbon dioxide with other substances. This could be used in buildings or in roads. All of these materials have the advantage that they are cheap and in turn attractive to manufacturers. Because of this, they seem likely to become some of the most successful ways of dealing with carbon dioxide.